Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case in 2019. The area surrounding the Butler County Courthouse was shut down for several hours Tuesday morning because of a suspicious package. A bomb squad was called in to clear the area. Officials have not said what the package was, only that it did not pose a threat. The investigation is ongoing. And the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter school application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this week farm market, get back to drawing. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. How about them apples? We were just doing the report about the Saudi down at Naval Air Station, Pensacola, and he had two cell phones. One they found next to his body that he'd put a bullet in. So he shot his cell phone, obviously for a reason, and then another one they found that he had tried to destroy at the house by shooting it. And Bill Barr was making a big point of, well, we need to get in there. They've asked him to give them the codes to get in there. And Apple basically has said to help them, has tried to help them, but said they would not give them the codes. And also, the last time this happened, you remember they had an Israeli person that got into the phone on the, in California, the shooting? You remember the couple that shot?
The San Bernardino?
San Bernardino, that's it. And he cracked the code on it. Now, Jason Napolitano is going to weigh in on this. I'd love to hear what the audience thinks. We certainly will discuss it. And Jason Napolitano is going to be talking about the phone and the ability to access it. Listen in.
The Department of Justice putting pressure on Apple to unlock the cell phones of a suspect accused of killing three U.S. sailors at the Pensacola Air Force Base.
This was an act of terrorism.
Naval Air Station.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology. We have asked Apple for their help in unlocking the shooter's phones. So far, Apple has not given any substantive assistance.
In a statement, Apple firing back, saying, "We reject the characterization that Apple has not provided substantive assistance in the Pensacola investigation. Our response to their many requests since the attack have been timely, thorough, and are ongoing."
Did you help or not?
No, they
didn't.
Here to weigh in
is Fox News senior digital analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge?
Yeah, so it depends on what you mean by help. I'm sure Apple answered a lot of their questions.
Right.
But Apple
refused. Won't unlock the phones.
They won't unlock the phones. So does Apple have a legal, they may have a moral obligation to unlock the phone, but they don't have a legal obligation to do so, and the government knows that. The government also knows how to get in there.
Right.
Because the NSA has that code, but for the NSA to give it to the DOJ, the NSA would have to admit that it has it, and it doesn't want to admit that.
Right.
The last time this happened, San Bernardino, was Jim Comey. They sent the phone to some Israeli experts who cracked the code.
So and let's do it again.
I don't know why they're not doing it.
Well, why we have to do this? What is the policy? What's the right policy?
The policy
What's
the
law?
The law is that the code stays secret.
Right.
Exactly. And a judge would probably rule that way, as a judge did when, before they went to the Israelis, they went to a court in Southern California.
They're probably asking Apple first, and then if they say no, which they have, then they'll probably go to the Israelis.
Right. Look, there's a lot of problems here caused by the government. Why did the government permit this Saudi student to carry a gun and not permit U.S. Navy to carry a gun?
Did they only use some hunting provision? Right. He was a hunter? That's what he was allowed to do?
Nobody hunts with a handgun.
Okay, so a lot of information in that. So did you hear him kind of sneak in there? And Jason Bautista is actually pretty good about this, that the NSA has the code.
Yeah.
But if they unlock it, then they would get out that they have the code.
Right.
Which tells me that they're unlocking people's phones.
Of course.
So they can find out what's going on.
Of course. But it's also, it's not like, oh, it's this one instance. If Apple gives up the codes, the source code to...
They've given the back door to everybody.
Yeah, and that is, I don't want that. I own an Apple product. I don't want that.
Well, and, you know, again, the judicial system actually works out pretty well. Judge ruled in San Bernardino, no, you can't do that. You cannot force them to do that. And signed it with Apple on that. And then they went to the Israeli. I get very worried that somebody can go in and coerce someone to get codes and things like that. I mean, this whole thing, you know, they have this deal, and thank goodness it kind of went away. I don't know, we discussed it one time on the show, where a police officer can take your phone and look what you did on your phone in the last 5 minutes before the wreck occurred.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would merit you need to have a warrant to do that.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure a search warrant would be subject to that. But you certainly just can't go put it up against a machine and it reads the last 5 minutes of texts or calls or whatever you did. Folks, I'm not one of these, I'm not looking for somebody hidden behind every door and every bush, but this whole FISA and the spying and what happened to Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and this whole thing scares me to death. And I'm sure people think they're doing it for a good cause, but the problem is my liberties are a good cause too, and I get very worried about someone taking my liberties away. Particularly because of the way I think. Because, boy, they're going to come after me like 5 o'clock by 5 o'clock today. So let's stay with Justin Napolitano here.
Judge, we heard the Attorney General say this is an act of terrorism.
I think he's right.
You know, after 9/11, I cannot imagine with the ultimate act of terrorism, Apple saying, nope, not going to unlock Mohammed Atta's phone.
How the times have changed.
Right?
You're right. If this were September, a couple weeks after that, everybody was doing everything they could to help the government figure this out. Have we become hardened to this? Have our attitudes changed? Is Apple more faithful to the privacy of its gazillion customers?
And the answer is yes, because that's how they market the phone.
Yes.
Here's how you solve the problem. You pass a law that if you are going to be selling these devices in America, under certain circumstances, you have to turn it over to the government if someone is involved in a terror operation.
I don't know if the Congress would pass that, but if such a statute existed, we wouldn't be having this conversation if the statute
and then would work on. Then it also becomes a question of, do you trust the government ultimately with your private information?
Yes.
All right.
You know, Brian Kilmeade is actually a big government Republican.
Yes. Through and through, especially on that issue.
Well, and it's kind of like, whatever it takes to get the bad guy, we need to go get the bad guy. But he doesn't think in it, and this is amazing with all the books that he's written, that he doesn't think in this manner, is that can government become your enemy? And if they become your enemy, what can they do to you? And that's what I really, really worry about. Matt Whitaker, who's the acting attorney general, he also weighed in. You'll get a little bit different take here.
Okay, I want to ask you quickly, too, about this, the Navy shooting down in Pensacola that left three U.S. sailors dead and many others injured. And this question about whether Apple should now unlock the phones. There's been a lot of information the DOJ has been able to get, but today the Attorney General said, we really need Apple to work with us on fully unlocking these phones. Senator Tom Cotton put it this way, Apple has a notorious history of siding with terrorists over law enforcement. I hope in this case they'll change course and actually work with the FBI. Apple, when we read part of their statement, says, we reject the characterization that Apple has not provided substantive assistance in the Pensacola investigation. They say they've responded to a number of requests. They respect the DOJ's work, and they don't like how this is playing out in public.
They don't, but this has been an issue with Apple for a long time. We faced this in the San Bernardino shooting. It was an issue that we had a lot of meetings at DOJ when I was both chief of staff and acting attorney general trying to work on how we work with the technology companies so that we can get into these phones that sometimes have a tremendous amount of information that would not only be helpful but could help thwart future attacks on our both here and abroad. And so I think this, you know, it's very concerning that these 21 Saudis that were being expelled from the program had jihadist sympathies or at least postings.
I
think that, you know, that calls into question the whole program we were running with the Saudis. But this is a really unfortunate situation. But, you know, fundamentally, Apple needs to cooperate with law enforcement when they need to unlock those phones, when there's an appropriate court order to get into the phone.
Key word there, phrase there, was when there is an appropriate court order. I don't think a court's going to rule. I think it won't go all the way up to the Supreme Court that way.
Right.
I just don't. Folks, let me tell you, this we need to do it for security reasons. Be very, very careful. I bet Red Top wants his phone opened by Apple anytime they want. Right,
well,
Red?
First of all, I'm not going to get an Apple phone because they're not worth the money. But it's scary, and I agree with you. Going back to the FISA court and the surveillance and all this stuff, it's really out of control. And I did not know that the police could just pick up your phone and get the last 5 minutes if you have an accident.
They don't. We don't have that in Alabama, but there is a product out there that they can do that. A county, I believe, in New York was looking at utilizing that, and the ACLU immediately, you know, did an injunction on them for doing that. And that is just wrong. Now, here's something that most people don't know. You can go into a car that has been in a wreck, and you can plug in into the little computer circuit, and you can see all sorts of things about that car, how fast you were going, when you applied brakes and things like that. I have an attorney friend of mine that opened my eyes to that big time.
I know where you're coming from. One thing to concern me is the big deal is why this guy had a gun on base and nobody else did.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because he bought a gun, and here a Saudi national bought a gun, and the reason they sold him the gun, a pistol, is because he had a hunting license. So, Red Top, you come to me with a Glock 15 and say, I need a hunting license, I'll go, wait a minute, what are you hunting?
And then just go back on base? Does that mean everybody who wants to hunt can have a gun on base?
No, you're not supposed to have the gun. He just snuck it on.
Oh.
See, there's, well, there's buying the gun first. And notice the Democrats have been silent about this. This, you know, gun show loophole concept. I bet they're not trying to close this loophole. I haven't heard them mention this one single time.
I thought they did background checks. Oh, is this only for assault weapons? Yeah. Or they do background checks on all guns?
Not on all guns, but they do it on handguns, which is this.
So this guy was background checked.
Yeah, he was.
I see. And so there's a lot of gaps in that hole.
There you
right
go.
There.
Well, and let me tell you something. I've been on Naval Air Station Pensacola before, and it's like a lot of things that the security, they're not searching your car. They're taking the fact that you've got a military ID that you're believed to be a good guy, and they're not believing you to be a bad guy. You remember the guy that was a shooter in Texas that shot up the church with the AR? He actually went on base with several long rifles and assault weapons. I use that term in a general. Nobody stopped him, and he was planning to do something. They caught him because of what he said. They sent him to a psychiatrist, had guns in his car. He did psychological time, got out, and they didn't say, what did you do with the guns? And he still had one of those guns that he used to shoot up the church. I mean, this guy was mentally disturbed.
You know, the phone's not the problem here. There's a lot of mistakes that were made that allowed this guy to do this.
Bingo.
Didn't have a damn thing to do with his phone.
So if you don't have
planted on his phone.
So if you don't have an Apple phone, what do you have?
Oh, I've had a Galaxy for years. I'm on my fourth one, and I'm glad I do because I keep breaking them, so I have lots of extra batteries in charge. A contractor and a smartphone do together, guys.
There you go. Well,
very quickly, how do you feel about Germany, France, and England coming out against the Iran's behavior? I was stunned when I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're kind of catching on to the game now. They're realizing that that Iran is not the nice people that they thought. You know, this is part of that liberal mindset. You know, we can work with them. We just need to be more compassionate and listen and you know, have some kind of encounter. Now they realize these are some pretty damn bad people that are out there, and what they're about to do to the Iranians on this crackdown, could be really, really scary.
It's nasty. Well, there's a lot of talk on the news in other countries, not so much here, but it's big news overseas. It was the main story almost in German, French, Japanese, and British news yesterday.
Well, and as Joey and I have said time and time and time again, this whole thing of what's going on in Iran, the way we cover it and the way Europe is covering it are two completely different things. I mean, this all the demonstrators in the street for Soleimani and his funeral. You know, we have it. That was an outpouring of love for this, you know, revered
monster
general. No, this was the clerics basically getting people out in the streets marching. Because where in the hell are they now? They're gone.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they ran out of money and beans to give them.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody, I think, when Donald Trump with Soleimani really made folks realize for the first time in a long time, we got an American president, it means business, and he's going to take care of it.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, Red Top.
All right.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Mr. Dan, it is an absolute privilege to speak with you and Joey, but I'm going to tell you something, Joey. You're sitting next to a celebrity because he was on there with Elizabeth Whitfield on Time of Your Life, and If you're fortunate enough, you know, it was a blessing. I tell you, Elizabeth Whitfield is one of the finest people I've did service.
She is indeed. She is a wonderful lady.
I'd say second to none.
She is a wonderful lady.
And aside from that, I'm going to shift gears on you, but, sure. You know, I'm going to go back to politics because it really irks my you-know-what, but aside from that, what is it that the Democrats are condemning assassination of that you-know-what?
Well, they're not.
Why?
Yeah, what they start out saying is nobody's here to say Soleimani is a good guy. But then they get into what and why and how Donald Trump did, and they don't believe Donald Trump. And all they're trying to do is they're trying to muddy up Donald Trump. Anybody who looks at this thing with a reasonable eye knows he was not supposed to be go out of Iran. He did. He was in Iraq. He was causing trouble. He was aiding terrorists and terrorist acts against U.S. and Iraqi troops.
Better believe it. You know, what people in radio land, I mean, of course, a lot of your listeners are not. They're big-time liberals, and they tune you out. But I'm a conservative and proud Republican. But what gets me is they seem to forget, like 9/11, what about the victims that were killed at 600 and over, what, over 600 or so? It may be more than that if the truth be known.
Right.
But, you know, if these people, if they really and truthfully have so much, you know, why is it that the Iranians are starting to protest their own government? Now, I know they do it here. We know that, Berkeley. That's just for one example. But what is it about that when their own people start uprising, they get all upset about it? There's a reason for that when you snatch his poster off the wall. You know, I don't understand it. I mean, have we gone that far left? Have we went off the map?
Well, what they want here is the story in a nutshell, is if you talk to a Democrat, they'll tell you the people that are protesting for the down airliner. Now, I had Dr. Sorensen on yesterday, and he basically said that is not factual. They're protesting because of the government that's there. The downed airline is just a factor that shows why the government is bad.
Amen.
And
the
Democrats will not take it for what it is, because they do not want Trump to get any credit for putting pressure on Iran.
You know something also?
Yeah.
And Joey as well, but I saw the debates when I went to sleep. I had to be woke up 3 or 4 times. But aside from that, why is it, what in the hell is it that Trump had more viewers, but yet again, the media, which we know why, They broke it down in 3% of coverage in the media by all the ABC, CBS, and ABC. They only reported 3% of their airtime to the economy and the way the country's going. But 97% was focused on impeachment. But they, at the same token, Trump had more viewers just on one network than all three combined about the debate. What does that say?
Well, the debate was only on one network.
Okay, I know it was like, what, NBC?
CNN.
Something to that effect, but I think they broke it down. I don't know. Joey's better at that type of stuff. But at any rate, why did Trump attract more viewers at the rally than opposed to what the Democrats?
Well, okay, well, you said to yourself, how many times did you fall asleep during the debate?
Twice.
Okay. You just answered your own question. I'm fortunate enough, I've got split screen at my TV.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so I can watch the debate, and then I can make a third of my screen the rally. And
what got you about the rally with Trump? I mean, what really sets me apart, and the reception at the Sugar Bowl, it was second to none. I mean, you know, when you hear a man, and just like you said earlier, Dan, he don't get the recognition that he deserves.
Absolutely.
And he's never going to do it in 4 years. He's going to get reelected because he's never going to get the recognition that he deserves. They're so out of tune with society up there in that swamp. And you know yourself, you've been there. And that was years ago, but still. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but if the simple-minded liberals or Democrats were to just think about what's happening in this country, I don't know about you guys, but I feel a lot more safer today than I did 4 years ago.
Oh, let me tell you, I think our country has not gone in this type of positive direction since Ronald Reagan.
Amen to that. Amen to that. But, hey, you know, I just caught wind. I did not know that one of your friends, Dan Morris, Montiel, and I rest his soul. He was, man, I tell you, just caught me by surprise a couple of days ago. I did not know that, and I know he's in a better place.
There you go.
Because I tell you what, he worked alongside of a good friend, and that was in you. So, but I'm gonna let you go. But hey, people need to keep in mind. I ain't vote Republican. I'm gonna tell you, if you want to keep this country being strong, you better remember that. I don't care who you are, how you can vote anyway, but you better good and well remember. But at any rate, Trump deserves all the credit because We're not going to push you back to Biden.
There you go.
He don't even remember what day of the week it is.
Well, let me tell you something. They're not going to give Trump credit for anything.
None.
Because if they do that, that may help us win election, and they will go out of their way to not help Donald Trump in his win election. Eric, thank you for the
call. Thank you for you being there for us.
You're so welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
You remember Deval Patrick?
Barely, yes.
What happened to him? He kind of vanished. Somebody just sent me a message and said, where the heck is Deval Patrick? I haven't thought about it. He has not crossed my radar at all. I mean, he's not even showing up at little country stores in Iowa where he can make press, because there's got to be there's media everywhere this time of the year. And he was supposed to be the go-to guy. I know he's a man of color, so he couldn't prejudice. Prejudice all around us. Let's go to a break. We got to get a whole bunch of stuff in here before the show's over. 272-9228. If you got questions, comment, viewpoints, well, you better call.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
My name is Rob. My mom moved to Angels about 2 years ago. She's become involved in the many social activities offered at Angels. One of the highlights of Mom's week is having her hair done by the on-site beautician and having her nails done by the staff. If you're looking for a specialty care facility for yourself or for a loved one, I would encourage you to contact the staff at Angels.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. The House voting to send articles of impeachment to the Senate for President Trump's trial.
We are here today to cross a very important threshold in American history.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made her final argument to send articles of impeachment to the Senate a month after the House adopted those two charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Senators could be sworn in as jurors as soon as tomorrow. Trial arguments are expected to begin Tuesday. Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Phase one is done.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. This is the biggest deal there is anywhere in the world by far.
The president signing a trade deal with China.
We'll probably be able to conclude it with phase two. We don't expect to have a phase three, but it's something that we all want to get done.
The Treasury Department saying some tariffs on Chinese imports will remain in place for now. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For now, it's springtime in January, but we're less than a week away from a big temperature drop. Today, another very warm day. How about a high in the upper 70s? An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, can't be ruled out. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, risk of isolated showers, high around 71. Look for afternoon sunshine. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, then another batch of showers and storms on Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Getting close, boys and girls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Of course, my spring fever's already in full bloom. My problem is with the moral aspect of them not releasing the codes to get into the phone.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
I think it should be on a case-to-case basis, but when it comes to national security and things like that, that should take precedence.
Well, when you say national security, is national security somebody breaking into Fort Knox or getting into the cyberware at NORAD, or is national security somebody that might shoot up might shoot people?
If it has to do with anything on a military base, because that's national security.
Okay, so somebody...
If it's a foreign national doing anything wrong on a military base, whether it's stateside or otherwise, that's national security.
Okay.
Because there are all different kinds of things on a military base that... Because I was in the military, I know there's things that's secret and top secret on every base.
Of course.
No matter what military it is, whether it's Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, whatever it is.
Of course, okay.
And so they have a moral obligation if they want to be Chinese and have everything over there, fine.
Okay.
But they have a moral obligation as Americans to do that. And trust me, I don't like them getting into my business at all either.
Who's going to be the decider of who you get in, whose phone you get into, and whose you don't?
What I just said, a foreign national on a military base.
You don't think...
Where he killed military people. That right there constitutes that.
Okay. So, do you think a judge should be involved in this?
Well, of course the judge should be involved.
So, if a judge rules that that's personal property and you can't make a company unlock something, give you a password or something.
I think the company has a moral obligation.
Okay, but at what point then does the company that does government says, I want to get into Jenny's phone because all the stuff she's done. She's been on military bases. There's top secret stuff all around. We need to get into her phone.
And she keeps calling that crazy Dan Morris.
Would you be okay with that?
If I commit a crime with
I didn't say that. Because there's post facto, there's post facto, and then there's before something happens and trying to stop it. I'm not sure that post facto, how much information you're going to get that is going to be that important to you. But now you're getting into something different. And now what you're doing is you're trying to prevent a crime. But here's the problem is, What you're doing is you're policing to prevent. And that I have some real issues with that. Because let me tell you something. As soon as Joey and Dan walk out of the building, Joey, they're going to arrest us.
Oh, of course.
Because of all of the things we could possibly do.
Isn't that what FISA is for?
Yeah, well, we see what happened with what's happened with FISA. Talk about an abuse.
Well, exactly, because that's them just cherry picking.
Yeah, here's my problem as a conservative and a small government person. If we're trying to get government to resolve a problem, there needs to be some kind of tether on government to make sure they're not only trying to resolve a problem, but they're trying to do other things they're not supposed to be doing. There's always has to be a safety valve in something. And the judge basically said, you know, we're not going to force Apple to unlock a phone because it's there. It's, what you're doing is you're asking them to give you master keys to everybody's cell phone.
Right, and that's the thing. It'd be one thing if it's like, give us the particular password for this particular phone. I think Apple would be fine with that. But I think the government's asking more than just unlock this particular phone. I think they're asking, as Dan just said, give us the back door to any phone.
No. I think it should be just that particular phone.
Okay, and we're with you, but I'm not sure how you can do that.
Right.
Well, they shouldn't have just one back door for every phone. It should be for each phone there is a separate door. They're so smart.
Are you willing to pay for that, to have that? Let's say your phone goes from $600 to $1,200 because you have a personalized back door that's there. Would you be okay with that?
Well, as much as they cost, it ought to be already in there.
Smoking like a true consumer.
I mean, they're just outrageous anyway.
I don't disagree with that.
That's my problem with it. They're outrageous. And even if you... misplaced, whatever, it's like, well, I don't know. Can you give me an ovary so I know it's you? You know?
Well, but,
and I'm like,
but your phones,
well, no.
Your phones do so much for you.
I understand. See, they're more concerned with my secrecy of my phone than they are with my Second Amendment. And that's just wrong. You know, they should, okay, there is moral obligation, okay, after the fact. I'm saying after the fact, not before, but after the fact.
Okay.
Who knows what this guy has on his phone about what's happening over there to our guys? Okay.
Yeah, but we don't know that he has anything on that phone.
Well.
I know. So what you're doing, again, what you're doing is you're saying, well, there may be. So what we want to do is we want to go and look.
That's
what you need, probable cause.
Okay. Oh, well, not only that, but
he didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
Didn't he say?
He said he went to the 9/11 memorial.
And didn't he mention something about 9/11?
If he did, it doesn't really matter. He didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know, he wasn't even born yet, probably, or he was a little kid when that happened.
I think he said he mentioned something about Now It Begins.
Yeah, he did. He did. That was a message he sent out, I think, on his Facebook page.
Okay.
Well, they said, you know, it now begins against Donald Trump on January 20th, 2017.
Exactly, and it continues.
You're right. Do we arrest them for saying that?
Do we arrest the Democrats
for saying
no,
that?
No, we just make fun of them.
Oh, okay.
Because they're, like, out of their minds anyway.
I don't disagree with that.
Nancy's got so much Botox. Her brain is, like, she's preserved. She'll never die. She's got so much Botox and all that.
Are you saying that Nancy Pelosi's like a Twinkie? We can put her in the corner and nothing will ever happen to it?
So I had somebody text me. I said, how old is she? And he goes, like, 75 or something like that. I said, no, for real. We won't know how old she is till she dies and we cut her open and count the rings.
Oh,
I mean, you know.
So you're saying we have to carbon date Nancy Pelosi?
Exactly.
Okay. I know somebody does carbon dating, so we'll get him on the case. Jenny, thank you so much for your telephone call.
Oh, look, 1219, throw me in the pile.
So to speak.
I'll try again.
1219. Joey, what do you think?
I think we'll allow it.
You think we'll allow it?
Yeah.
What if she wins and then goes down and harasses the good people at Sweet Creek Farm Market?
No, I think it's
I will not harass them. I get $60 of everything my choice, and I listen from 12:30 to 12:45 on Friday.
2:30 to 2:45.
Exactly.
See, Jenny, I knew you were right all along. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you.
Should we quit while we're ahead?
I think so. That was a great call, though.
What? That will go into the call Hall of Fame. Dan Morris Show, final segment, believe it or not. We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ooh. 272-9228. Well, you want to get your shots in? You better call. You know who did call? Sean did. Sean, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm all right. Explain why a foreign national would, why the American laws would apply to a foreign national.
That's a great question. If you are visiting here from another country, then the U.S. laws apply to you up to a certain point. In other words, your ability, you can't vote because those are a different set of laws, but the laws apply to you. The laws of liberty and justice apply to you. Now, I kind of question, when he was buying the pistol, why didn't that pop up on a background check and do something deeper? But he has, right. He has the right to own a weapon, Second Amendment right, just like anybody else does.
I've got a problem with that.
You do? Okay. Do you think that, let's take, police officer pulls him over and says, I want to search your car, and he says no. Should the police officer be able to get a search warrant? Should he have to get a search warrant?
If he has probable cause to think that there is something going on.
If he has probable cause, he doesn't need a search warrant. But if he doesn't have probable cause, should he have to get a search warrant?
I see that different than owning a gun. That when you purchase a firearm, you have a right and responsibility to use that for defense and defense only. When you purchase it with the mind of I'm going to create havoc,
but you don't know what that mind is when they're purchasing it.
If you answer the questions correctly, if you have an ulterior purpose.
Is that question number two? Are you going to go out and kill somebody?
Exactly.
I don't know that's question number two. I don't remember that question on there.
But it seems like there ought to be a check measure when they bring foreign nationals to this country, that they ought to already find all this stuff out about them before they get here, versus after the fact, as well as limit their right to own a firearm. I don't think a foreign national, because he can't take it back to his country.
We don't know that.
So,
in other words, you can buy a firearm in the United States, and as long as you declare it at the Mexico-U.S. border, you can take that into Mexico. I'm talking about a Mexican citizen. And then you can say, I have a firearm that I purchased in the United States, and declare it.
But as a Saudi foreign national, I don't think he can take that firearm back to the Saudi government.
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
It depends on their rules, yeah.
I think you're making an assumption. We don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, after having served some time in Saudi Arabia, I very highly doubt that they can do that. I don't know for sure. But,
yeah, well, we remember what happened when you served in Saudi Arabia. You remember you were told if you go off base, all the rules, their rules apply to you.
Exactly.
Your rules of the U.S. do not apply to them.
Exactly.
Same thing happens when someone visits the U.S. Our rules apply to them just like they apply to you. And trust me, Sean, you want it that way.
Yeah, I see both sides of
that. And I agree with you on the vetting. I think the person needs to be vetted, and I think that's what we're going to find out was the problem with this. I've been told that out at Maxwell, for example, the Air War College people that come in are people who all have a high level of security clearance and have been vetted, unlike at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Well,
We've got some work to do then, don't we?
We do indeed, my friend. Let me go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You are the final caller of the day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just want to talk about the Clinton Foundation and the 30,000 emails. Did I hear right or did I mishear that she's been exonerated or the Clinton Foundation has been exonerated along with those 30,000 emails that were, some of them were top secret?
That's a,
and I know you're short on time.
No. Okay, let me answer the question. You're talking about the Uber investigation and past investigations at DOJ. The word is that he found nothing wrong with the way DOJ conducted the investigation of Clinton. It is not beneficial. That is what the word is. But remember, there have been disinformation about investigations several times before. So until I hear Bill Barr say that, or until I hear somebody say that, I'm not going to believe until I hear them say it, because they have done this before.
All right, so we've been waiting for the first investigation that was completed, and nothing really happened. So now we're waiting on what's the guy's name from Connecticut there?
Durham is Connecticut, but Huber, H-U-B-E-R, from Salt Lake City, Utah. He's the one that's doing the investigations and former investigations.
Okay, and so I think we'll sit tight and see what happens.
Yeah,
right?
The IG report was damning as it could be. It went as far as he could go with that.
Sure, but nobody went to jail.
No, he didn't have the ability to do that.
Right.
He's recommended that investigations take place, and I think that Durham is doing that. I got to go, Jeff.
Thank you.
Last 10 minutes was stimulating.
Yeah.
Or
incredible.
Maybe not.
One word. There are many words for it. Just take your pick.
Was stimulating not one of them?
Wasn't stimulating fine. Yeah, I feel
Hey,
like
what are we going to do tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Should we have a show?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely do that. And I thought you meant what we're going to talk about.
Well, I was thinking about on the positive side of things.
Okay.
I was thinking about bringing my case of bringing the grill over,
sure.
A little duck fat.
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's something else, another recipe I read on duck fat. You take it and you put it on corn and put it on the grill, but it has to sit on it so it kind of absorbs in it, and it's supposed to have a yummy, crusty taste to it. Can't wait till we get into corn season again. I don't know if I can hold on that long.
Well, you'll just have to wait.
I'll have to wait. Well, Joey, we did it again, buddy.
Indeed, we did.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.